Shop, 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
Last night, Married at First Sight, Hayley and Dave, the commitment ceremony. Oh, Dave.
And so here I am with a recovering drug addict that's a smoker.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that.
Bewildered.
It's not a recovering drug addict. It's a recovered drug addict. That is such a skewed...
Oh, Hayley, we were all fired up last night watching you. Firstly, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Good TV, Boxy, wasn't it?
Really good TV. Now, you both, you know, decided to stay.
Yep.
After he said all of that, and how hurtful, like, and, you know, you, we need to acknowledge what you've been through in your life and how turning it around and now being on television showing how you can recover from where mm-hmm. you've been with your past with drug addiction and now you're taking control of your life. Was that just a massive backhand?
Yeah, I think anyone that uses someone's vulnerability or their honesty to try and get a leg up in any situation says more about the person than it does the person that they're, you know, using it against, kind of thing. So, yeah, massive slap in the face.
And then when he – so you agreed to stay together.
Yeah.
How was that after filming? Like, you just like –
well, you can't go after 1 week.
Well, no, I know you can't, but like, he said all that about you.
Yeah.
And then, oh, but I'll stay with you.
I don't know. Like, I probably give people more chances than what I should. I've got a big heart. But not just that. I thought maybe, you know, first week of the experiment, highly stressful situation. You know, I've been a bit of a – ass as well. He said some like not so nice things. Let's just put it in a box. Let's move forward.
Yep.
Does he do anything in the next couple of shows that makes you sort of that something to do with a toothbrush?
Yeah, he does. And I think I said to you before, Fev, I said plenty of bad people go to church, don't they?
Ooh.
What's he do with the toothbrush?
Cleans the toilet, Fev.
Wow.
So did he
with
actually,
your toothbrush?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, hang on.
And he did do that?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely did it. Yeah.
And then he videoed it or something, didn't he?
Yeah, but this is the thing, as I said, like, you know, he's sitting there going that I need an orthodox girl. I'm, you know, I come from a prim and proper family, but his hands are pretty dirty. They're covered in shit.
Okay, I mean, we'll keep that one on, but that's your first and last episode.
If someone did that with my toothbrush, I don't know that I could. How did you psychologically get yourself around the fact your toothbrush had been in the toilet?
Well, there was no psychologically getting around it. I don't think, like, yeah.
What did he say to that?
Oh, huh?
He
didn't say anything. He'd actually came into the room to move his stuff out of our bedroom to go into a different room and absolutely ruckus the joint, trashed my clothes because he knows I've got OCD, wiped my toothbrush in a toilet.
Oh.
I didn't find out about it until days later as well. It's just, look, it's a stressful situation. I get it. But no one else went to the points where they were being detrimental to someone else's health, nor doing like physical abuse. You know, I'd classify it as abuse.
Yeah, it's
like,
awful.
Yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, clearly you're not together with him now.
Well, obviously you aren't together.
couldn't be.
Now, were you with anyone else on the show? Because last year,
dun, dun, dun.
Last year they did a little bit of a swap.
Yeah. So you're going to have to wait and see.
Well, you can answer it. You've answered everything else.
No. There's no.
Because I have good authority that you were with someone else.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I wasn't with someone else. I kissed someone else, and that's all I'm saying.
Are we going to see this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, that's,
but
you, know?
I just know things. I do my research. When we have good guests on, you've got to do your research.
He just likes the gossip.
Well, Hayley, we will be watching, and after everything you've said, we're watching anyway. Everyone's watching Maths. It's back tonight on Nine. Goes right
Does
through.
Dave get any action from someone else?
I don't think Dave will be getting any action after the way he's treated me.
We'll be watching Hayley from Maths on The Fox. 101.9
The Fox.
So many changes on this show this year, just freshening things up. Remember when it was Husey Tuesday? Not anymore.
Husey Tuesday. Monday.
Here he is, Husey.
Yeah, Monday. It's even better on a Monday, you know. It was fantastic on a Tuesday, but on a Monday, that's fun day.
Well, now, did you have a big night watching the appeal last night, the firefight appeal on the telly, Husey?
The bushfire concert. And I just need Australia to know I was watching it. Because at one point I got about 100 messages saying you're doing really well singing Hallelujah. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm not KD Lang, all right? what?
Can we do that on our Insta story, Charlotte? Can we put Hughes in next to KD Lang?
Why would we have to do that? This is like, give this woman, this legend of singing, comes to Australia to do a great thing, and imagine if she goes on the internet. What the hell? Who's this Dave Hughes guy? What? I look like him. She'll give up.
It was one of those moments, though, where I went, yeah, KD Lang, remember
No, don't. Do not do it, Fifi. You don't do this. I'll expect him from Fifi, not you, Fifi. I'm not. I do not look like KD Lang.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't think he does. I'm backing you, Hughesy.
By the way, guys, of course, Hughesy these days on a Monday, just so we can remind everyone that Hughesy, we have a problem, is on Mondays. That would be tonight, 9 p.m. on 10.
Now, speaking of problems, Hughesy, is it true you may have a problem with a G-string?
Look, if you watch the show tonight and maybe you've seen a promo, you might have seen my pants split after I did a squat with an Instagram model, all right? Yes. So an Instafluencer or whatever you call them. She was wearing some pants to a shopping center. An old woman said, you shouldn't wear those pants. Your butt's too big, or your bum. I don't know what she said. So, you know, I had an idea. Why don't I wear a G-string? Yeah, because is that
an idea, or you just wanted to tell everyone that you do wear G-strings?
Mate, I it was an idea, but I had to buy it from the airport. I bought it from a Rip Curl shop. I explained to the woman behind the counter. She said, "Well, it was a Rip Curl sort of swimming type G-string." And I explained to the woman behind the counter. She said, "Who's it for?" I said, "It's for me." She gave me a weird look, but I didn't even try it on. But I wore it, and I think it went really well. But the problem is, a couple of days later, I'd forgotten about it. My wife's going through the washing, and she found a G-string. And she said, "What is going on here?"
I said, I was with an influencer. Explain that one.
I told her it's mine, all right? I said, "It's mine, honey. You got to watch the TV show." But yeah, I mean, it was a sus moment where my wife...
So I just can't move on from Rip Curl have G-strings.
Yeah, no, I can't. But it's Victoria's Secret if you're going to go anywhere.
I think that's the main takeout. Yeah,
no, come on, guys. No, it was a swimming to the one that you pull up your crack.
It's a mankini.
You pull it right up your crack.
So Hughesy's got it worked out perfectly because he can stuff up and do whatever he wants outside of his family life and then just quickly do an arc on TV and say, "Oh, I've got a problem, honey. I have a problem."
She found it, and I actually rang up the producer and said, "We need to re-edit the show, guys.
Quick.
Make it about a G-string." All right, here we go. Hughesy, we have a problem tonight. That is 9 p.m. on 10. And Hughesy
next. Thanks, KD Lang.
From 5 p.m. the Sabo on The Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Imagine just being too hot. Yeah. Like, you're so good looking that life's hard. This has happened to an LA model. She's an influencer, Instagrammer, vlogger, model. Her name's Holly Valentine, and she has been booted off Tinder for being too hot. So they've assumed it was a fake account, and she can't get back on. And
how do we address this, you reckon? Do we take the piss, or do we earnestly just relate to her?
We are about to interview her, but don't panic, guys. She's on hold, but not to our show.
Well, I can't relate to her because I'm not that hot. When you're too hot, like speaking to hot people can be different because they've got a different perspective on life.
They do.
Because I know nobody's ever... they like get everything, and everybody just... praises them for their good looks.
Oh, why don't we see how many times we can sort of refer to that she's super hot and just see if she picks up on it or not.
Really? I'd be uncomfortable just if I don't know how I'm going to feel about just calling her hot all the time.
Just own it. No, I reckon she'll be okay. I reckon she'll accept that she's hot.
I don't even think she'll hear us.
How many times do you think I can call her hot?
Well, go for about four or five.
I'll go 10.
Okay, we're just being connected to her because she's in Los Angeles. What time is it in LA?
Go ahead 5 hours the day before. Sorry, I was
did you yawn?
Choking on something here.
Tired.
Don't take it personally.
So that happens when you have protein balls.
No, okay, no. It would be 12:52 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Now I will warn you. We're about to take her off hold, guys. And Fife, just get on as if this is a normal interview. Here we go. With Fife Evan Byron on the Fox, we have her on the line.
Now let's speak to the model who is too hot for Tinder, Holly, all the way from LA. Welcome to the show, Holly.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Holly, now we read your story and we could not believe it. You are just on a dating app. You're trying to find love. You can't help how hot you are, and suddenly you're kicked off it. How did this all happen?
To tell you the truth, I still don't really know. Like, I downloaded the app and I travel a lot, so I bought the premium package so that way I can meet people and go on dates while I'm traveling. And I literally was on the app. I swiped right on a couple people. And then I put my phone down, and it couldn't have been more than 2 hours. And I got back on, and I saw previews of the messages. And they were like, oh, like, you can't be real, or, oh, you're probably a robot, or, oh, why won't you answer me? Like, pretty angry people, to be honest with you.
Angry at you because you're hot.
Yeah, like, that was what was so shocking to me. And then I opened my phone, and I'm locked out of the app. I can't get in. And no refund. I contacted Apple for a refund. They really didn't give me an answer, and I still haven't gotten a refund for it, and no answer from Tinder.
Now, you claim to be beautiful and too hot for Tinder. Why don't you just go out to a bar or a nightclub then and pick up some boys?
You know, I'm really shy, to be honest with you. Like, I definitely, like, online, I don't have a problem, like, you know, letting my personality out. But in real life, I just get so shy. And I feel like when I go out, I just end up attracting, like, you know, not the kind of people that I want to date.
The nice guys probably hang back.
Oh, no, we have a crack.
The nice guys, often they're too humble and they probably don't think they've got a chance with you, so they're hanging back, whereas the players are all stepping up.
Exactly. That's what I found. It's just kind of like, hey, like, I just want, you know, a nice guy with a good job who likes watching Disney Plus and Netflix. Like, that's all I really want.
Do you, Holly?
Fev can't pop this. Fev's not having this.
Holly, do you find, because you
I'm
are
done.
You because you are very attractive and obviously on Instagram with all your photos, do you find lots of guys slide into your DMs? Do you often have to open that and go, oh no, and they're all a bit lewd? Like,
too many.
Do you find that guys don't respect you as much because you're so hot?
I mean, definitely online, I don't feel like they respect me. I feel like if it's a normal day and I'm out to lunch,
yes,
and I'm, you know, just kind of looking normal, I don't get it as bad. Like, I don't have guys running up, you know, handing me pictures. But in online, definitely, I feel like I get...
It's a little bit different, though, when you've virtually got nothing on your Instagram boxy to when you're going out for lunch.
Especially since the article coming out, you know, I've just gotten all these DMs of people, you know, being like, oh, you don't need Tinder, just hit me upstairs. Like, I feel like I've gotten the same message over and over and over again, and it's so finally I'm just kind of like, what am I doing with all this?
It's almost annoying because you're so hot and so popular.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I don't honestly feel any, like, different. Like, I kind of was just like, oh, wow, you know, like, how did Tinder take my money? And then it turned into this big thing of, like,
Too hot for a refund. You're too hot to even get your money back.
I'm too hot to get my money back, exactly.
This phone system's about to burn out. I mean, this is, I think we've burnt a fuse.
Yeah. I guess she's too hot for us to talk to anymore.
Thank you so much for your time, Holly. Good luck finding love.
Good luck,
hopefully
Holly.
You get accepted on some dating app and they don't think you're a robot because you're so hot. It's not fair.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
There we go. How about that? I think we got about 10 hots away. Yeah, well done.
We've got a few.
If you're curious about Holly, we'll make sure we link to her Instagram from ours. We'll do a swipe up on our Insta story.
But don't DM her and ask her for a date and tell her how hot she is. She doesn't like it.
Fifi, Feb and Byron on Instagram.
101.9 The Fox.
That was massive yesterday. Firefight Australia.
Wow.
There's Queen right there with Adam Lambert. There was a whole bunch of acts from all sorts of different musical backgrounds and eras and genres. It was all over the show. At one point, I think it was like Farnham, but then you had Hilltop Hoods before John Farnham. Like, you had just every different type of musical
eclectic
act.
Eclectic mix.
Yes, yes.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Anyway, this is The Fox with Fifi, Feb and Byron. And Fifi, they raised $9.5 million for bushfire relief yesterday.
Yeah, excellent. And for relief, it's good to know that's going to the people that are affected, opposed to poor Celeste Barber is still, she's going to court over that $52 million because the Royal Fire Brigade in New South Wales are going to use it for training. See, it's interesting when you donate money, you really need to check where the money's going to. And poor Celeste, she probably never knew she'd raise that much.
No.
But it just proves, check what the charity is before you put the money there. Anyway, let's go over some of these acts. You just mentioned Alice Cooper.
Oh, God. I don't
Can I hear it? How did he go?
It was awful. Oh, I'm not a music person, Boxy. As you can see, now you're smarter than there was two music questions. I had no idea. But I don't get that music. I don't get
Did
that.
Did he play, though, Poison? You know.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing.
What do you
he
mean?
He just talks. Yeah. I don't know. He's very prop orientated.
He might be, though, and I don't know Alice
Cooper.
He was
Cooper very
well
old.
Well, that's it. Maybe you get to an age where you stop singing and you All start right. talking. Yeah. Could that be right?
Yeah, I think that's what's happened
for
Alice.
He was just talking.
Good on him, a legend.
I don't wanna hang high. That's how he said
it. Gosh, it's like you just played it back again. That was such an accurate.
I didn't quite get it.
What about Our Boys, Peking Duck?
Yeah,
how did
off.
Ruben and Adam go?
They were great. Ilya, mate, was great too.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Peking Ducks interviews
was the
best.
Now, the highlight, how were they, boys?
Oh, they just cooked. They were the best.
They are the best. Now, the highlight, though, was, and I obviously didn't make it up this late, but to have John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John performing together. Byron, for anyone who missed it because they couldn't stay up to watch it, can we hear a grab of the two greats performing together? Okay.
They're amazing.
Yeah, and just think about it. What we just said about Alice, and maybe he's gotten to an age where he's
Johnny
Farnham has never. It just sounds exactly the same.
Mate, when he sung it, when he sung his first song, he just come out. Jeez,
he was kidding himself. Remember 15 years ago when he did his Last Stand tour? He was kidding himself.
He's back.
But you know who I did feel for last night, Fev? I really felt there was one
Alice
girl
Cooper.
In particular, other than
Celeste
Alice.
Barber.
I really, really felt for Chloe Latanzi.
Oh, yes.
Now, that is Olivia Newton-John's daughter. There she is over on Channel 10 on Dancing with the Stars, just trying to carve her own way in the world and make a name for herself. Her mum chooses that night, the night she's on Channel 10 dancing, to make a comeback. It's like, Mum, you've had 20 years to go live on television and you do it when I'm on stage doing the rumba? Like, really? That is amazing, though. Like, in terms of a mum stealing the spotlight. Like,
really stole it.
That's just, because you know, Olivia doesn't perform. She doesn't, that's a real coup to have Olivia Newton-John on stage singing. And she's on stage the same night her daughter is performing on Channel 10.
I don't think too many people would have watched Dancing with the Stars last night.
Well, yeah, it would be a tough act to go up against the fire.
It's a rough one. This is a good area, though, this idea of parents stealing your spotlight. I reckon we'll get some good stories on 13, 10, 60. We've actually got an example of Fifi stealing the spotlight, but not from her own child, but actually from someone else's child.
What?
This was a public performance, and we just wanted to give a little kid a lovely moment. I believe it was at the Royal Melbourne Show. And what a lovely moment for this little one. She can get up and perform a lovely Disney song. But one F-box just couldn't resist the temptation to sing over the top of this girl to the point it was no longer her performance.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I head back to the water no matter how hard I try.
In my defense, I thought I was helping.
No.
I thought I was.
1019.
The Fox.
Yes. Now, we have been talking about last night's performance of Olivia Newton-John and John Farnham, firefight concert. They took it home. Can we hear a little bit of the two legends
so
performing together again?
Two stars, we stick together like a honey and a bee. You and me.
There's Olivia Ruth Farnsey.
Legends, Hall of Famers of Australian music. Wow. And there was Olivia's daughter tap dancing away on Dancing with the Stars.
Doing the rumba.
Just thinking, Mum, you've had, no joke, 25 years to make a comeback on stage on TV, and you've picked the one night I'm dancing on Channel 10.
Yeah.
It's that, I mean, let's be honest, and with all, you know, good luck to Chloe on Dancing with the Stars, but your mum stole your thunder.
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Channel 10 producers would be hoping that Olivia was in the crowd. And
I know. Ouch. We were nine in the mix, actually. What did they have on last night?
Oh, they had maths, which went very well.
Of course. And then
they had the 60 Minutes interview with Sarah.
Gosh.
Yeah, definitely no one was watching Dancing with the Stars.
Wrong night of telly. Now, Chris is in Frankston. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Chris. Chris, are you a mum who may have overshadowed your own children?
Yes, I had to break the news to my 8-year-old yesterday that even though she has performed in 5 musicals, and I had just auditioned for my first musical, but I got in and she didn't.
Chris, what was the musical?
The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
So your poor daughter, she was obviously going to be one of the Von Trapp children. Well,
I can't really say that because it hasn't been announced formally yet, right. But I think I have definitely gotten in.
Hello, Maria. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but...
Definitely not Maria.
Okay.
Definitely not Maria.
Maybe you're that flash lady that wants to marry Von Trapp, Captain Von Trapp.
I think I might be just one of the nuns or something, but it's better than nothing.
There we go. She still beat her child, and that was the point of the phone topic.
101.9 The Fox.
Whoa, the AFLW. There's verbal heckling. Ooh. Shots fired between Collingwood and Carlton. Collingwood defender Stacey Livingston has had a brutal swipe at Carlton's Taylor Harris. Let's have a listen.
You just got to stop her in the air. That's her game. And if you can do that, she's useless.
Now, ouch. Feb, you are the AFL player in the room. It reminds me of old school AFL, like not this new politically correct, nice AFL we now live in. What did you think of that?
Well, they played on each other and, you know, Stacey's a great defender and Taylor's a really good forward. And obviously Taylor didn't have that good of a game, so Stacey took the chocolates and they won. And I just think it's really disrespectful as a footballer and someone that's played football. I think in America they do a lot of trash talk, but that's sort of their shtick. In our game and in our country, we don't really that's pretty harsh. Saying she's useless.
Useless. It's
that's a really bad term to use. And I don't know whether they're friends or not, or they probably know each other, but Taylor did on Insta or Twitter yesterday, Channel 7 reposted that audio and the interview, and they said, I hope they meet in the finals, and Taylor said, same. So and Taylor's about 5 and zip in the boxing ring, so I'll be pretty careful if I was Stacey throwing daggers like that. But I think it is in this day and age, especially when you've got young kids watching, and to say something like that about another player after you've actually beaten her. And normally defenders don't say too much because they just go about their business, they're workmanlike people, and he's just come out. And I think it's a lack of maybe media training as well because maybe she hasn't been interviewed too much before. She obviously didn't mean to say that. You can tell when she said it, she was like, oh, my God, I actually just said what I was thinking.
You've done that a few times yourself,
Ed. Yeah, I've done it a few times.
Oh, wow, okay.
But, yeah, watch your space.
101.9 The Fox.
Massive problems on this show. All comes back to our boss, Mad Mando. It's a real problem here with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Look, we'll bring you up to speed. It's a situation that we wish we weren't in as a show, but this is where we are.
Last week, Melbourne's most beloved radio segment...
Hey, let's open the phones right now and play Are You Smarter Than?
...got boned.
The decision was made by our boss. She just thought, maybe Are You Smarter Than had served its purpose.
Ouch. It's a boring segment, let's be honest.
And sent Melbourne into panic.
I'm not a fan of it.
It is the best part of my morning.
Why would you even want to risk losing anyone?
But the boss wasn't having any of it.
76% people wanted it. We said that in the meeting yesterday, right. And she said that's not enough.
Here's the deal. We play a game of Are You Smarter Than? If I win, segment goes. You guys win,
you leave.
The challenge has been set.
Does that mean we play together? Anyone can play. So you'll go up against anyone, and if they win, we keep the segment.
Yes, I'm that confident.
There's no reason why we can't find the smartest person in Melbourne. There's a lot on this.
It's the future of our show is on the line here, guys.
That's right. It's the little segment that could. 25 past six every weekday morning. We just play a little quiz that we thought was just minding its own business, doing no harm, and yet Mad Mando is trying to get rid of it. So, Melbourne, we're just looking for someone with great general knowledge to take her on. And if you win, we keep the segment.
And win 1,000.
And we'll give you a cheeky 1,000.
Wow.
It's like bribing you to fight our fight for us. We've got Brad from Ballarat. Hi, Brad.
I'm the rat.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
great bread. You're a truckie. Do you listen to the segment every morning?
Yeah, I do. Every morning, I'm really passionate about this, and I want to try and save it.
Oh, Brad, we Brad. Want you to help us.
A truckie from Ballarat.
I love it.
They're coming from far and wide, Ben.
Okay, Brad, well, now we're just going to give you a quick quiz. This is like the audition process. We want you to be our man to take on Mad Mando. Let's see how you go. Here we go. Question one. In 2007, which female American pop star shockingly shaved her head?
Miley Cyrus.
Britney Spears.
It was Britney Spears, yes. Oh, shaky start, Brad, but you can make a comeback. Here we go.
Oh, no.
No, you're okay. What coloured eyes do the majority of the human population have?
Brown.
Well done. Oh, he's good. He's back in it.
He could be a man.
Final question.
That was pretty easy. It was either blue or brown.
Final question, Brad. In which country would you locate Whistler Blackcomb Ski Resort?
Not too sure. I'm going to take a pun on the USA.
Switzerland.
No, not that either.
Canada. One out of three.
I would have got zero.
He's
I won.
Extremely passionate, and we appreciate. Hey, Brad, thank you for fighting for our segment. It might not be you that's against Amanda, but you never know. So thank you.
It's worth the try anyway.
Oh, yeah, Brad, we appreciate your support, my friend.
I wonder why they call it Whistler. That's because it's not an American or Canadian. It's not that. It's not really an English
it's just a name
word,
of anywhere.
No, I guess it's like, why do they call it Ballarat?
No, but what I'm saying is Whistler sounds like Swedish or French.
Whistler sounds like American or Canadian.
Sounds
like somebody that blows a whistle.
Okay, anyway.
It's a ski resort.
Maybe they play a lot of sport.
Should be called
a lot
something
of soccer
else.
And they're blowing whistles all the time.
All right, let's get bogged down. $100, though, for you as well, Brad. Congratulations. Now,
that's what this segment does, mate. You get bogged down in answers.
Keep those nominations coming through. Fox.com.au. If you think you're smart enough to take on our boss, you could save the segment when we play a little later this week. It's Fifi, Fev and Bob.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I imagine this would happen to you a bit. As a parent, sometimes you're constantly telling your child to do something or not to do something, and then you go and do it yourself. And you're what we term a hypocritical parent. And it happened to me yesterday. We were just hanging out the front on the veranda, and I've done a big clean out of my garage because it was just getting clutter and all the stuff in there. Oh. So I got everything out and I put it all up on the veranda. Anyway, we were enjoying the afternoon sun and Daisy and Trix and I sitting there on the veranda and Daisy on my lap and Trix started going through some stuff. And of course, there's stuff in there that's just my junk. And you'll laugh because Trixie's picked up some dumbbells and gone, what are these?
Oh, Mummy
hasn't
said
used
the same
those
thing.
For a while. Mummy hasn't used those for a while.
So you're throwing them out?
No, they're the things you keep because you imagine one day going to be sitting there watching Love Island doing dumbbell curls. Yeah. Like one day I'll watch television and work out at the same time. It'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
But anyway, then Trix went to pick up my medicine ball. Again, something I can barely lift. Yeah.
It's a pillow.
She's quite strong.
Is she?
It was about a 10-kilo one. She's got very good genes. She's picked it up. And I'm like, Trix, don't play with the medicine ball. Sweetheart, that's heavy and it's dangerous.
Drop it on your foot, could break it.
Yeah, anyway, then I got distracted with Daisy and I looked back and she was rolling it. And I'm like, Trixie Belle, I said don't play with it, sweetheart. There's a reason, Mummy. And I gave her a little lecture. There's a reason Mummy says that. That is dangerous and that could really hurt somebody.
That's why Mummy doesn't use it.
And then, anyway, playing again. Then I did pick up the medicine ball. I had Daisy down on the grass. I picked up the medicine ball and I just thought, I'll just see if I can still use it. see how it goes. Lifted it. Not only did the weight of it, now I'm quite top heavy at the moment. When you add another 10,
did you?
Not only did I tip over, drop the ball on my foot, it's rolled off my toe. I've screamed, rolled off my toe, gone full. I've just got beautiful new gardenias. It's just squashed two plants, literally just squashed them flat.
Jeez. The bloody gardenias.
Well, no, my toe, took up my toe and the gardenias in the garden. And there's Trixie just standing there laughing, going, Mummy, you said not to play with it. Like, where do you go with it? And it reminds me, I've got a great, it was really funny when we were growing up, We went to stay at a holiday house. I think it was up in Marimbula. And my stepdad, Alan, he kept saying, because you're staying at like an Airbnb, a rental, we're all playing board games and we kept leaning back on the chairs. Oh, and he kept going, stop leaning back on the chairs, stop leaning back on the chairs. And you just forget, though, because you're just leaning back on the chairs. The next night over dinner, he's leant back on the chair and broken it. And it's like, you said it. It's a real tough line as a parent. It's sort of like, do as I say, not as I do.
Well, I don't really have any rules for our kids. Alex sort of gives us the rules. So I'm part of the kid. I don't get a say in anything.
131060, when have you found yourself being a little bit hypocritical? When has it come back to bite? Your own words have come back to bite you.
I like this. Or maybe out your parent. You've seen some hypocritical behaviour from your actual mum or dad yourself.
Trixie calling not required.
131060 is the number.
1019. The Fox.
Sometimes parents need to either practice what they preach or just not tell their kids off for anything, because you can get caught, as I did on the weekend, really telling Trixie to stop playing with the medicine ball, the big 10-kilo medicine ball. And then I went and played with it, and I think I may have broken my toe. Certainly smashed my garden up with it. Oh. Anyway, this happens to other people like Jade in Tarnit. Hi, Jade.
Hello.
Jade, have you been caught telling your daughter what to do?
I definitely have.
And what happened?
I'm a hypocritical parent because I'm in the shop and I'll constantly tell her, look with your eyes, not your hands. And then straight away I'll pick something up while I'm looking at it and fiddle with it almost immediately.
It's very true, isn't it, Jake?
Every time.
You've got, as a role model, you forget they're modelling their behaviour on your behaviour.
And that's the problem with kids. Mm. They look up to their parents. And I always say to the kids, you know, when they go into the shower and they don't take a towel?
Yes.
So frustrating.
Yes.
I'm like, if you yell out for a towel, you just drip dry. Mm. I'm not getting you a towel. Learn your lesson. Friday night, I went and had a shower and there was no towel because the cleaner had been there, threw all the towels out. And I go, Lenny, get me a towel. She goes, you can drip dry, Dad. I was like, you win.
Katie from Fertree Gully. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Are you a hypocritical parent?
Oh, very much so. So 18 months ago now, I got a brand new car. I've never had a new car in my life. So amongst the many rules was no eating or drinking in the car.
Yeah, that doesn't last.
No, look, it doesn't. And I broke that rule probably within a week.
Oh.
The kids still had to stick to the rule. The difficulty was I would have my coffee, snacks, anything you can imagine. One morning I couldn't find my keep cup, so I had my coffee in a mug in the car, had to stop suddenly, and coffee everywhere.
No, Katie.
And my six-year-old said, and that's why there's no eating or drinking in the car.
Power Shop, 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.